I need to do a thread of a thing. So if you hate threads and you were waiting until I collected it, here it is. But this needed to be done in situ. It needed to be a serialized and systematized intervention and imposition into the machinery of that particular flow of time, that day. There's a principle within many schools of magical thought known as shielding. In practice and theory, it's closely related to the notion of grounding and the notion of centering. If you need to think of a magical practice as merely a cipher for psychological manipulation toward particular behaviors or outcome, these all still scan. When you ground, when you center, when you shield, you are anchoring yourself in an awareness of A, your present moment, your temporality, B, yourself and all emotions and thoughts therein, C, your environment. You're using your awareness to carve out a space for you to safely inhabit in the fullness of that awareness. It's a way to regroup, breathe, gather yourself, and know what and where you are, and what's there with you. You can shield yourself, your home, your car, your group of friends, but moving parts do increase the complexity of what you're trying to hold in mind, which may lead to anxiety or frustration, which kind of opposes the exercise's point. Another sympathetic notion here is that of warding, though that can be said to be more for objects, not people. So what is the point? The point is that many of us are being drained today, this week, this month, this year, this life, and we need to remember to take the time to regroup and recharge. We need to shield ourselves, our spaces, and those we love, to ward them against those things that would sap us of strength and the will to fight. We know that we are strong. We know that we are fierce and capable. But we must not lash out wildly, meaninglessly. We mustn't be lured into exhausting ourselves. We must collect ourselves, protect ourselves, replenish ourselves. And by ourselves, I also obviously mean each other. Mutual support and endurance will be crucial. So imagine that you've built a web out of all the things you love, and all of those things you love are connected to each other, and the strands between them vibrate when touched. And you touch them all, yes? And so you touch them all, and they all touch you, and the energy you generate is cyclically replenished, like ocean currents and gravity. And you use what you build, that thrumming hum of energy, to blanket and to protect and to energize that which creates it. And we'll do this every day. We'll do this like breathing. We'll do this like the way your muscles and tendons and bones slide across and pull against and support each other. We'll do this like heartbeats, cyclical, mutually supporting. The burden on all of us together, so that it's never on any one of us alone. So please take some time today, tomorrow, very soon, to build your shields, because soon we're going to need you to deploy them more and more. Thank you, and good luck.